Today's Amud is Yivamas Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, about 12 lines in the bottom, by the two dots, Mitzri Ve'adoimi Einan Asura. So the Mishnah had mentioned that it contrasted really the Isser of an Amayni Me'avi with the Isser of Mitzri Ve'adoimi. Amayni Me'avi, the Isser is forever, and a ger from Amun Umayev can never marry into the Kal Hashem. They could convert, but they can never marry into the Kal Hashem. Whereas a ger from, but that's a mitzri, ve'edoimi, so they're also only until the third generation. The third generation could then marry into the Kal Hashem. However, there's a kula by a mayavi in an amayri, is that it's only mayavi v'loi mayavis, amayni v'loi amaynis. That a woman who converts from Amun Umayev, so they are actually allowed to marry into the Kal Hashem right away. Reb Shimon said that if you find by Amun Umayev that a woman is able to convert and marry into the Kal Hashem right away, so then surely when it comes to Mitzri Adoimi, that's more Kal, Mitzri Adoimi, this is only until the third generation, so then surely the women don't even have to wait until the third generation and they can marry into the Kal Hashem right away. Whereas the Chachamim said back that no, they have a tshuva on that Kal Vachomer. So says the Gemara, my tshuva. What's the tshuva that the Chachamim had against Rav Shimon's Kal Vachomer? I'm a Rabbi Bar Rav Chana. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Mishum Deikul Meimer Arayus Yechichu. You got proof from Arayus that even though by Arayus the Isser is only limited. The Isser of Arayus Aser Ben Ela Ad Shleisha Deiris. The Isser is only until the third generation, meaning even though a person is not allowed to marry his mother or his grandmother, or a person can't marry his daughter or his granddaughter, he is, midaraisa at least, allowed to marry his great-granddaughter. That is actually midaraisa mutter. A person is allowed to marry his great-granddaughter. So the isser is limited. Yet, echad zecharim v'echad nekevais. We don't differentiate between zecharim and nekevais. There's no difference between bas bitai or bas binai. There's no difference between zecharim and nekevais. So you see that even though the isser is more limited, it's only until the third generation, yet still we don't differentiate between Zecharim and Nekevais, so too by Mitzri, even though it's true, it's more Mekel than Amayni Me'avi, that it's limited, this is only until the third generation, it could be we're not going to differentiate between Zecharim and Nekevais, like we do by Amun Umayev. Well, says the Gemara, you can't learn out from Arayas, you can't learn out from Arayas that will be Machmer, and we won't differentiate between Zecharim and Nekevais, because maybe Arayas is different. Malu Arayas, she can Karis. Arayas is more Chomer, because there's an Isser Karis, that's why we don't differentiate between Zecharim and Nekevais. But Mitzri Ve'adoimi, so maybe the Isser is only going to apply to the Zecharim, but not to the Nekevais. So says the Gemara, Mamzer Yechiyach. Mamzer will prove it, that even though there's no Karis, we still do not differentiate between Zecharim and Nekevais. You see, Karis is not going to be the determining factor. You see, even when there's no Karis, we still don't differentiate between Zecharim and Nekevais. Well, yeah, but Mala Mamzer, she can inner love and Bekal. Laila. Mamzer is a different Chumrah. That Mamzer can never marry into the Kal Hashem. They can never. There's no Heter for a Mamzer. But Arayas is by Mitzvah Adoimi, there's a Heter by the third generation. Well, says the, and so maybe by Mamzer, the reason why we don't differentiate between Zecharim and Nekevais is because it's very Chomer, that's also forever, but not by Mitzvah and Adoimi. Maybe by Mitzvah and Adoimi, we will differentiate between Zecharim and Nekevais. To which the Gemara says, that Arayas Yechichu, that the fact that the Mamzer is in the Roy Lovely Bekal Lailam, that can't be the determining factor to make it that we're not going to differentiate between Zecharim and Nekevais. Because, look at Arayas. Arayas is not Aser forever. Arayas is only Aser until the third generation. Like we said, Midaraisa, a person can marry his great-granddaughter. And yet still we do not differentiate between Zecharim and Nekevais. V'chazra adin. So they'll both go back and forth. Loiri zek riza. The nature of one is not like the other. Loiri zek riza. Hatzad shava shabahen, the common denominator between Mamzer and Arayas, is Shasurin. They both have an Isserbia. V'echad zuchar v'echad nekevais. And we don't differentiate between zuchar and nekevais. Afani avi mitzri mitzus. Shiyu asurin echad zuchar v'echad nekevais. And so too I should learn from there that huadin a mitzri v'adoimi, that we're not going to differentiate between zuchar and nekevais. And that was the tshuva that the Chachamim had to Rav Shimon's Kal V'chomer. To which the Gemara says that that's not a good tzad shava. That's not a good tzadah shava, because mal tzadah shava shabahem, she can yish ben tzad karis. By both mamzer and by arayis is a tzad karis. Arayis is an isr karis, and mamzer, there might not be an isr karis, but a mamzer is a tzad karis, because a mamzer was created through isr karis relationship. So maybe since it has a tzad karis, that's why they're very chamer, that's why we don't differentiate between zechar and nekevis. But mitzri and adaimi, so maybe we will differentiate between zechar and nekevis. Whereas the Rabbanan who said that no, there's a tshuva on Rav Shimon's Kavachimer, they say that Michal d'chai v'yasei ukrab l'ezer ben Yaakov. That en chanami, take out mamzer, but we have a tzad shava from Arayas together with Cholol of chai v'yasei. Cholol of chai v'yasei meaning, let's say, a kain gadol is together with a be'ula, it's an iser asei, and the Rabbanan are saying that the child of that relationship is a cholol like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov shita is that there's a cholol from Chai Ve'aseh. So that cholol, together with a rayis, will prove that we don't differentiate between Zechar and Nekevis when you have an Isser Bia, and there's an Isser for the child. So there's no difference between Zechar and Nekevis, just like by the child that results from the Almana and the Kayin Gadol. We don't differentiate between Zechar and Nekevis, all generations. There's no difference. There's no difference between Zechar and Nekevis. So too, when it comes to Mitzvah Adonimi, we're not going to differentiate between Zechar and Nekevis. Now Chalu will have its Pircha, but then Arayas will prove it. Arayas will have its Pircha, it's Anish Karis, but then Chalu will be Eichiach. V'chazer adin, but between the two, we have a tadashava, and when you have an iser via, we do not differentiate between zechar and nekevis, and that's why the Rabbanan said that Rav Shimon's Kavachimer is faulty, and really, we should say that in mitzvah v'adayim, there's no difference between zechar and nekevis, both by zechar and nekevis, the iser is going to be until the third generation. But there's going to be an iser for those first two. Now, my likey, what did Rav Shimon say? What did Rav Shimon mean, really? What did Rav Shimon mean when he said back to the Chachamim that likey, that I'm not masking to your tshuva. I'm not masking to your tshuva. And also, he said, I have a Messiah, that this is the din, that the iser of mitzvah v'adayim is only on the Zacharim and not on the Nekevites. But what did he mean when he said likey, that I'm not masking to your tshuva? Hachi kamer lahu. This is what he was saying to them. That lidi di lo sviri li Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. First of all, I don't even hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that there's a chol from Chai V'Aseh, in Mamela, you don't have a Tzad Shava. You don't have a Tzad Shava. And therefore, there's nothing to talk about. But L'didchu, the Sfir L'chu, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, even according to you, that you hold like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, still, halacha ani aimer. I didn't make up this kavach aimer. I didn't make up this halacha that mitzvah nadaimi, the iser is only on the zechar and not on the kevah. I have a messiah like that. Now that's the din. And Tani we learned to the Braisa, Amr learned Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said to the Chachamim that halacha ani aimer, that first of all I have a messiah that this is the din. Va'ayin mikra messiahini, I have a pasuk which supports my messiah, because the lashon of the pasuk when it talks about the iser mitzvah daimi is that it says banim asher yivaldu lem dor shlisha yavoy lem bekal Hashem. Only the children that they have in the third generation, so then they can marry into the kal Hashem. The lashon of the pasuk is banim, is only the sons. V'loy banis, it doesn't mention the daughters. Why? Because the daughters are mutter right away. It's only the sons that develop their heter by the third generation, but the daughters are mutter right away. Tan Rabbanim, we learned in the Braisa, banim v'loy banis divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon darshins from banim that the whole isra mitzvah v'adoimi is only on the banim, but the banis are mutter right away. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Hari Yuaimir banim asher yivaldu lahem dor shlishi. Banim, you're right, is mashma that's only the boys. But then the pasuk says this extra words that banim asher yivaldu lahem dor shlishi, that the children that are born to them in the third generation, they're mutter. Hakasav talan beleda. The Torah makes it sound like it's tali in leda, meaning any sort of child that's born in the third generation. So then there's a heter. That makes it sound like even if it's in the keva, even the women are only mutter by the third generation, but not by the first two. So it's Machlaikis, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Huda. Now, Amar Rabbi Eichnan said that he loved Amar Rabbi Huda, Akasav Talan Beleda, if not for the fact that Rabbi Huda held that a woman from Mitzvah Vadaimi is only mutter by the third generation, meaning if Rabbi Yehuda would have held like Rabbi Shimon that the women are mutter right away, so leimatzu yadoi v'ragli b'beis hamedrash, so then he wouldn't have any ability to stand up in the beis medrash. He'd be mufrach minei ubei. Because came in the Amar Mar, since Rabbi Yehuda says that kahal gerim ikri kahal, the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that gerim are called kahal Hashem, meaning any time there's an issur for someone to marry into the kahal Hashem. Mamzer, Ptudak, Kroshavcha, anyone who has an Isser to marry into the Kal Hashem, Gerim, are included. That's the sheet of Rabbi Huda. Geir makod kal Hashem. So mitzri sheni b'mayitayr. How would it ever be possible for there to be a mitzri shlishi? How does a mitzri sheni ever have a child who's kosher? If he can't marry into the kal Hashem, and included in kal Hashem is geirim, and a woman mitzris is already mutter right away, she's already kal Hashem, so then who is he marrying? How does he ever have a mitzri, how do you ever have a mitzri shlishis? So Elamayu must be because he held that the Nekevites are puzzle until the third generation. So the Nekevites are in the same boat as the men. And the Mitzrusheni is allowed to marry a Mitzrushenis, and that's how they could have a kid who's a Mitzrushlishi. Which the Gemara says, Dilma di Avad Vinasiv, di Avar Vinasiv. No, maybe he really holds that. Why does he need to hold why does it have to be that he argues on Reb Shimon? Even if he agreed to Reb Shimon that the Nekevites are mutter right away, and Kal Geir Mikri Kal, it could be you could still have a case of a Mitzri Shlishi by a person who did an Avera, a Mitzri Sheni, who married someone, Bas Yisrael, whatever, anything, and they had a child, so now the child's a Mitzri Shlishis. Why is that so shver? So says the Gemara, because the E like Siv Vikra, because the Torah wouldn't tell us something which is totally in an Avera. The Torah wouldn't give us this halacha that it only is true though if the mitzri does an avera, so that can't be the pshan in the mitzri shlishi. Says the Gemara, is that really true? The Torah won't say something which is built on an avera. Hare mamzer di ukas vekra. Though parish of mamzer is all a bit the evidence, it's all a person who did an avera, and the Torah still tells us about a mamzer. Says the Gemara, di li isura kasav. That's coming to be machmer on him. That if an avera happened, so now it's going to be serious, and now the mamzer is going to be loyavi mamzer b'kal Hashem, that it's going le'iser. But the ila hetero like kasab. But you're not going to have the Torah saying that if a person does an avera, so now he's going to actually have a heter. If the mitzri sheni marries someone b'iser, so now his child is going to be mutter to marry to the kal Hashem. That the Torah is not going to do. Says the Gemara, is that true? Hari machzer gushasai di ila hetero ukasvei. The Torah talks about an iser. If a man divorces his wife, so if the wife goes ahead and gets remarried and then severed, that marriage is severed, either the husband dies or they get divorced, she's not allowed to go back to her original husband. It's an iser of machzer gushasai. Now when the Torah talks about that iser, it mentions the fact that he ta'eva, and we dash it from that he ta'eva, but the children are mutter, that lamaisa, even though the relationship is aser, if she has a child together with her original husband, so the child is going to be kasher. So over there, Hare Machzer Gushasai, De'ila Hetera Ukasvei. Over there, the Torah is teaching us a heter, that the child is kasher, and it's all built on an avera, and the Torah tells it to us. Well, says the Gemara, because Hasa Misham Iker Isura Hu Dekasvei. Over there, it's true, Kala Acharya, the Torah does mention the heter, but there, the reason why the Torah mentions it, that parasha, is to teach us the Isra Machzer Gushasai, and the fact that she is a Ta'eva. It's true, we have the Torah, once it was doing that, also taught us, he Ta'eva, that only she is and not the children. But the Ba'atzim, the main parasha over there, is written Isura. But over here, to have that the whole din of Mitzri Shlishi is all built on an Isser, that can't be, rather it must be, that's why it works out well, that Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Nekevites of a Mitzri and a Daimi are Aser, and Mamelo, that's how you can have a Mitzri Shlishis, because you can have a Mitzri Sheni who marries a Mitzri Shenis. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Em Nemar Banim Lama Nemar Dairis. Meaning, if you look at the Pasuk of the Isser Mitzri Vedaimi, so it says, Banim Asher Yevaldu Lahem Dor Shlishi Yavoy Lahem Bekahal Hashem. It talks about Banim at first, Banim Asher Yevaldu Lahem, and then it says, Dor Shlishi. So the shaila is what's the pshat in this switch in lashon? First it says banim, maybe it should say dar asher yevaldu. Then it says dar shlishi, maybe it should say ben shlishi. Why does it switch between banim and dairis? So that's what this bryce is addressing. Tanra banim and nemer banim lama nemer dairis. If nemer dairis, lama nemer banim. What's the pshat in the switch in lashon? So says the Braisa, that im nemar banim v'nemar dairis, if the Torah would just say banim, if it would say ben shlishi, is yavai b'kal Hashem, hayit siyaymer ben rishayin v'sheini aser, shlishi mutter. I would have said, not the third generation, but the third born son. The first two sons are aser, but the third born son is mutter. L'kach nemar dairis, that's what the Torah says dairis. If nemar dairis, but if the Torah would only say dairis, it would start off, dar asher yevaldu lahem, if it would start off and it would only use the lashon of dairis, Torahs, v'loy nemer banim. So then Aisi Aimer lo Aisanayim de Malar Sinai. It's only to those that are given this sivoy, this possibly this Isser and Har Sinai, to those that were standing on Har Sinai, that's they were the ones who were told that the next generation, only the third generation is mutter. The third generation from those standing on Har Sinai, those converts, the children of those converts are mutter. V'kach nemer banim. That no, this is something which is true that always applies. That always in any generation, anytime you have a mitzri that converts, the third generation, they're going to be the ones that are mutter. Lahem, the Gemara now is, the Brisa now is focusing on a different word in the Pasuk that seems extra. It actually says it twice. It says, Banim Asher Yevaldu Lahem, Dar Shlishi Yavai Lahem Bekal Hashem. So what's these two extra Lahems? The first Lahem says the Brisa Lahem, Mehem Minei. You start counting from the first one. You start counting the first one who converts, he's called Dor Rishayin. The second Mitzri, his son, is called a Dor Sheni. And then the third one is called the Dor Shlishi. Lahem, the second Lahem, is coming to teach us, when it says, Yavai Lahem Bekal Hashem, that Lahem is coming to teach us, Halech Achar Psula. That if you have an Issa relationship, you go Basar, the one that's the most Pasal. Now, Vitzrech Lemichtav Lahem, Vitzrech Lemichtav Asher Yevaldu. Now it needs to say Lahem, and it also needs to say Asher Yevaldu. The Kas of Rahman Asher Yevaldu, if the Torah would have just said Asher Yevaldu without saying Lahem, Hava Mina Mi Bneihem Mineh. That you start counting from their son, meaning if the Torah wouldn't have said Lahem, like we just said before, that Lahem teaches us that the one who converts is considered the Dor Rishayin. If it wouldn't say Lahem, I would think that the child is the Dor Rishayin. Kas Rahman Lahem, that's why the Torah has to say Lahem. Now Vikas Rahman Lahem, if the Torah would say Lahem, without saying, Asher Yevaldu, Banim Lahem, Dor Shlishi, Yavu Lahem Mikal Hashem, if it wouldn't have said Asher Yevaldu, so then says the Gemara, Hava Amina, Mitzris Mu'uberesh, and his Gaira, He Ubina, Chad, I would have said that if you have a Mitzris that converts while she's expecting, so she had the conception while she was a Gaya, and then she converts, and the Leda is when she's already Jewish, when she's already a convert, you have a lady mitzvah who converts while she's expecting, I would say he ubena chad, that both her and her son are all considered the dar rishayin. It's only the next generation that's going to be considered the dar sheni. Kas rachmana sher yevoldu. But now it's telling the leda, and since she's dar rishayin, and then the leda happened after she's already dar rishayin, so now the child is considered a dar sheni. Now v'itzrich lemichtav lahem, and you also have to say the next lahem. V'itzrich lemichtav lahem hacha. V'itzrich lemichtav loy gabi mamzer. We also have another two things that seem very similar. We have Lahem over here, the second Lahem by Mitzri Vadoimi, which we said teaches us that you go bust with the Pasul. We also have a similar drasha by the Pasuk of Mamzer. By the Pasuk of Mamzer, it says Lo Yavai Mamzer Bekal Hashem, Gamdar Asiri Lo Yavai Loi Bekal Hashem. Loi also by Mamzer teaches us to go bust with the Pasul one. So the shaila is, why do I need a Pasuk by Mitzri Vadoimi and also a Pasuk by Mamzer to teach me the same thing that you go bust with the Pasul? Says the Gemara, the Kas of Rachman Ahacha, if the Torah would have just said it over here by Mitzri, I would say, Mishum Debami Tipa Psula, that the reason why by a Mitzri you go Basa the Apostle is because the person is coming from a Tipa Psula, it's coming from a Mitzri, of a Mamzer Debami Tipa Kshera, but a Mamzer who comes. A Mamzer himself comes from a father and mother who were Ksherim, just their relationship was Asr. But he comes from a Tipa Kshera, so Eimalai, so maybe then we wouldn't go Basa the Apostle. Vikas Rachman Agame Mamzer, at the Torah would have said by Mamzer you go bust of the apostle, I would say Mishum Deim Roy Lava Bikal Oilam, because he's very chomer that he can never marry into the Kal Hashem. But over here by Mitzi Vadoimi, where it's more Kal, so maybe you don't go bust of the apostle, that's why Tzricha. So each one has a chomer over the other, that's why I needed by both of them for the Torah to tell us that you go bust of the apostle. I'm a Rabbi Bar Chana, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Said Rabbi Yechanan, that Mitzri Sheni Shanasa Mitzris Rishaina. Let's say you have a mixed marriage. A Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzris Rishayna. So what is the son? Is the son considered a Mitzri Shlishi after the father? Or is the son a Mitzri Sheni like the mother? Going after the mother. Said Rabbi Yechanan, that b'na Shlishi Havai. That the son is considered a Shlishi, since the father is a Sheni, so the son is a Shlishi. Al Miksavar Basar Didei Shadin Alei. Which you see from here, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, you always go Basar the father when it comes to these halachas.
Namas, Rabbi Yosef asked, Rabbi Tarfon said, Yechoylim Mamzerim Litahir. That he said that there's a way for Mamzerim to have Tahir children, to have children that can marry into the Kal Hashem. How can a Mamzer, the Torah says, Lahadja, even daughter Sivri can never marry into the Kal Hashem. How can a Mamzer be Metahir his children, that his children can marry into the Kal Hashem? Ketzad. Says the Braisa, the Mamzer Nasa Shivcha, you have a Mamzer who marries a Shivcha. Now, a Mamzer is allowed to marry a Shivcha. Even though a Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Shivcha, a Shivcha Kananis, a Mamzer is allowed to marry a Shivcha Kananis. The halacha is that when they have a child, that son, Avlat Eved, the child goes Basa the mother, and the child is considered an Eved. So a Mamzer marries a Shivcha, the child is now an Eved. Shichru, if now the master frees him, Nimsa Ben Chayrin, he becomes a Ger, and now he's just a regular Yisrael. So that's the halacha. So that's how a Mamzer can have a child who's kosher. If he's together with a Shivcha, they have a child who's an Eved, the Eved's then freed, the child is a regular kosher Yisrael. But what you see from here, Amu Basar Didasha Dinanlay. You see, when it comes to Yichus over here, when it comes to these different psulim, we go Basar the mother. That's why we say when the Mamzer has a child with the Shivcha, we don't go Basar the father and say that the child's a Mamzer. We go Basar the mother and we say that the child's an Eved. So says the Gemara, that's a special din by Shivcha. Really, when it comes to these things, we go bas to the father. But over here, by a Shivcha, it's different. Shani Hasam, Damar Krah, because the Torah tells us, Haisha v'yiladeha t'yiladeineha. That when it comes to Shivcha, even when the Eved goes free, the Eved Ivri was together with her, and they had children together, when the Eved goes free, his wife, the Shivcha Kananis, and the children that they had together, they stay by the master. Meaning, because the children are avadim, the children go after the mother, it's a special din by Shivcha Kananis. However, says the Gemara, there's a different kasha. Masav Rava, ask Rava, how could you say that we go baser the day, that we go baser the father? Masav Rava, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, that min yamin ger mitzri hayoli chaver mitamid Rabbi Akiva. I had a friend, he was one of the Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva, his name was min yamin ger mitzri, and he was a ger mitzri, he was a convert from Mitzriam, va'amar, and this min yamin said to me, that ani mitzri rishain, I am a mitzri rishain, v'nasati mitzri rishain, and I married a first generation Mitzris convert, Asi Livni Mitzri Shnia Kadeshia Ben Bani Roy Lavai Bikau. I'm going to marry my son off, my son who's a Mitzri Sheni, I'm going to marry him off to a Mitzri Shnia so that their children are Roy Lavai Bikau Hashem. Now, these Akadaitach Basredi Dei Shadinanle, and if Rabbi Yechnam was right. Now we always go bas to the father of a mitzri sheni who marries a mitzri rishayna. The son is a shlishi, so then afilu rishayna nami. So why did Minyamin say I'm going to be careful to marry off my son to a mitzri shnia, even if he marries him off to a mitzri rishayna? The child is still going to be roi lavai bikal. The child's still going to be a mitzri shlishi because you go bas to the father. So this is a kash on Rabbi Yechanan, which the Gemara says Amrli Rabbi Yechanan Latana Tani rishayna. Then no, enachanami. Rabbi Yechanan told the Tana to switch the nusach, switch the Girsa, that really Minyamin said that even to a mitzvah Rishayna is going to be fine. Even to a mitzvah Rishayna will make it that his grandchild is Roy Lava Bekal Hashem. There was no need to marry him off to a mitzvah Shnia, because when it comes to these halachas, we go bas to the father.